This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning Vladimir Putin's move to suspend Russia's participation in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The so-called New START treaty was already on life support, given Russia canceling talks aimed at salvaging the pact. Putin has now pulled back. The president was in Poland, meeting with counterparts from NATO's eastern flank, pledging the U.S. will stay at their side as Putin's Ukraine invasion continues.
You're the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict.
Saying it's not just Ukraine, it's freedom itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mexican lawmakers on Wednesday approved a controversial overhaul of the body overseeing the country's elections, a move critics warn will weaken democracy ahead of a presidential vote next year. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador argues the reorganization will save $150 million a year and reduce the influence of economic interests in politics. But opposition lawmakers and civil society groups say the overhaul is unconstitutional and will challenge it at the Supreme Court. Protests are planned in multiple cities on Sunday. Chinese state media say efforts to rescue more than 50 missing workers trapped in a coal mine that collapsed Wednesday have been suspended after a massive landslide. The landslide occurred just hours after the open pit mine in the remote Auxa Li collapsed, killing four people and injuring six others. Xinhua News Agency says about 900 rescuers with heavy equipment have been deployed to the disaster site. China has recorded a slew of industrial and construction accidents in recent months as a result of poor safety training and regulation, official corruption, and a tendency to cut corners by companies seeking to make profits. This is VOA News. Kenya's tourism ministry says earnings jumped 83% last year as the sector recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic. Tourism revenue is expected to more than double over the next 4 years, as Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Earnings from the tourism sector increased to more than $2.1 billion last year. That's a gigantic leap from the $1.16 billion earned in 2021, when the pandemic was holding down international travel. 16% of the visitors last year arrived from America, according to the ministry, about 12% from Uganda and 10% from the United Kingdom. The impact of COVID-19 in 2020 brought Kenya's tourism industry to a screeching halt, with more than 2 million people losing their jobs at the time. Victoria Amunga for VOA News, Nairobi.
Nigerians will vote on Saturday in what could be their most credible and close electoral contest since military rule ended nearly a quarter of a century ago. Fears that the close poll may be disputed and trigger even more violence and chaos. All candidates signed a pledge on Wednesday promising to seek redress through the courts for any grievances.
Let me remind all Nigerians, not for the first time, that this is the only country we have, and we must do everything to keep it safe, united, and peaceful.
President Muhammadu Buhari also said at the signing of the pledge in the capital Abuja that there should be no riots or acts of violence after the assignment of the election results. A brutal winter storm in the U.S. has knocked out power in California, closed interstate highways from the western state of Arizona to Wyoming, and prompted more than 1,200 flight cancellations. Phoenix residents Tom Rad told KSFY-TV in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that he was traveling home when he became stranded at the Sioux Falls airport.
I could be doing a lot of other things, and I don't have to do things, but I could be, and so it's another day out of my life.
Schools throughout the northern states, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, were called off. And the number of mass killings in the United States linked to extremism was at least three times higher in the last decade than the total from any 10-year period since the 1970s. According to a report by the Anti-Defamation League, the number of extremism-related mass slayings rose to 21 during the last decade, compared to a handful of such murders every decade from the 1970s to the 2000s. Reporting Rye Remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA.